The content advisor will take us through a memo. And apologies to shift the meeting from half past 9 to now. There is something very wrong with SA Express. Those of us who are from East London rely only on SA Express between East London and Cape Town. You get SA when you go to Joburg. So we had to go back after 10 from the air back to East London because of a technical problem. But I think it's good that it went back and we are still alive. So we have that problem. So the first out was at 8. So our apologies, members. We'll hand over to the content advisor to take us through. Mbo.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Honorable member. Firstly, I'd just like to say that I hope I'm audible.
Yeah.
Thank you, Honorable member. I just perhaps, as a pretext, I should explain that we have a total of 16 questions totaling to a total points of 120 points.
We're not live on 4-8. It's just got an impact because the candidate, if they might be listening, might be a bit of a challenge.
4-8 is showing
there's a debate on 16 days of activism, but the second point is if this room would show in other offices, that other people have other channels, they can do all the different channels of parliament. So if the point is that other, like the candidates might be able to get access to questions before, it's actually valid, because we even have the media here. We must warn them not to tweet. I don't know what we do about television.
Honorable Nudos is right. Anybody can have access to what we're discussing, except maybe 408, because they are focusing on the House. Then it means, and also we have media here. The committee hasn't started. It's moving.
Maybe Tebikos, you'll have to advise on what has been the situation in the past on matters of this nature. Because I know even if it comes to the real interviews, we'll have to end it in such a way that those who come first do not, those who come after are not disadvantaged in one way or another. So I don't know what has been the situation in the past. So it means if I'm one or two, I might be disadvantaged. And those who come after, at least they have an idea of what is happening in the House. It must be a bit of a challenge.
No, what we do is the candidates must be secure. Often what must happen is they must be put in a room somewhere where they are unable to have access to proceedings. The mistake during the interviews, as we know, of the public protector, I think, was part of what now we need to urge them to do is to switch off their phones so that they don't get access to tweets. Because there's no law that allows us to bar the public from participating in the proceedings. We can't do that, but we can ask our candidates that are being interviewed. I'm sure Temingos knows that that's what they should be doing, is to secure the candidates somewhere, but we must add that they must switch off their phones.
Let's do the right thing, because you've been into this before. Where are the candidates? Are they in a closed place? Are they informed? What is the situation?
Thank you, Jefferson. The candidates, those that have arrived in Cape Town, are here outside. That is true. The other ones will be landing. One will be landing at 11:15. Probably just one candidate just landed, is on the way to Cape Town. Actually, they must be on their way to Cape Town, and when they arrive in Cape Town, they'll be here outside this room where there is no chance of any cameras and all that. But Honorable Jefferson, what is currently live on TV now is the debate in the House. I understand Honorable Van Damme said the cameras are moving. That's something I'm going to verify now, because they do record meetings even though they are not showing them on television for committee records. So I'm just quickly going to verify that. But the two candidates are outside. Three are probably now on their way from the airport to Parliament. They landed at 11:15. And one candidate is at work here in Cape Town. So
they are outside the work.
The two are outside this room.
If it's sitting outside,
how did you deal with the issue of the media?
Let's do this. Let them organize this thing properly. Temgos must do all these things before we can even venture into looking at the questions. And then media is here. What do we say?
How do they say one hour?
Yes. I know it's an open meeting, but what do we say to them? It's an open meeting, they can't be chased out. That is very clear. Honorable Panda.
Honorable Dolby suggested, like we did for the public protector interviews. All the candidates must sit together in one room,
yeah.
No cell phones, and then after you've been interviewed, then you go. We can't kick us.
No, the media.
Oh, the media.
But
no, they must report. It's just that the candidates mustn't know what's being discussed.
As we proceed, they must... Okay. We must talk to them so that talk to those people. Maybe we need to continue. Yeah, the feedback is that it's recorded for later purposes, but it's not live. Can we start? Honorable members will listen even here.
Yes.
If he has it. Yes. That. Alako is on the way. Let's proceed, members. There were six candidates to interview today.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. As I was explaining, that we have a total of 120 points, though that's not much of a relevance than the number of questions. We have 16 questions, and we're hoping that the onus would be on the members to cut down questions that feel maybe they don't want to. I'll continue sharing through the questions. The first question, which is out of 10, says, tell us about yourself in relation to your qualification, work experience, and its relation to the position of an ICASA counselor. The second question, also out of 10, give us a brief narration of the history of telecommunications, broadcasting, and postal sectors in South Africa, which is intrinsically linked to the country's political economy.
No, maybe we can read questions, but if you want to elaborate on on one of the questions in this page, you can do that.
Okay, thank you. I think the last question, the one that starts with, do you think the policy of managed liberalism, it was just to sort of get in a context of the candidates, whether they understand the global evolution of the sector in relation to how it's then managed versus, you know, liberalization policies and so forth. On the next page was more to dip into the issue around the performance management and the powers of ICASA versus those of Parliament, and to see whether the candidate would understand the separation of powers in that regard, and their opinion, of course, in relation to whether the performance management should be handled at the ministerial level or at parliamentary level. So most of them, as you notice, could be quite of a subjective, get subjective responses, but I think members are able enough to can sift through the content when the interviewees respond. In the next page, apologies, we didn't put any page numbers. As you'll notice, in this particular section, we just sort of picked up on key regulatory issues, i.e. the spectrum, which, you know, is quite of contention in relation to the current status in South Africa, and the other one looked at the key legislations around the broadcasting sector and their understanding thereof. If you go to the next page, you'll notice it's still around issues relating to the broadcasting model, basically, which is the forte of this particular committee. Yeah, in fact, all the way to the end, it will be more in relation to the broadcasting matters of South Africa. So I think in a nutshell, the members can sort of then look into detail and see which questions they would want to delve into, because you could ask one question and then they could answer four of them in one in one go. So I think the direction will be guided by the honourable members. That's just how we proceed with the question. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Communication people, they request that they will break because it's on. After 5 minutes, they will put it off, and then we can, because they can see now where to be, we are discussing questions. That's what they say. You can, if they request that we break so that we can organize ourselves, so that it's not live. Yes,
it's fine. I think I was going to say that it's really not something we should worry about. That public interviews happen all the time. It's the nature of the job that these people are looking for. And public today includes social media, it includes television. You can't say you are disadvantaged. But perhaps we should do everything in our power to seem that we'll control everything. But if someone is going to say, I'm number 5, and then I'm number 3, or I'm number 1, number 2 and number 3 got an advantage because they listened on TV or they listened on media, social media, the claim can stand whether we switch off that television or not. So I was thinking that surely... It's even in universities, Honorable Chairperson, vice chancellors go for public interviews. And if you are first, you are first. There's nothing we can do. You must be competent at the job, and you must be able to perform in this kind of environment. I just think we should not worry too much, because we don't have time, in a sense, if we can look at that as well. Thanks, Chair. But I'll rely on your guidance.
Are you covered?
Double check. They're all in that room, right? And they don't have
yeah.
their phones. Then we can
yeah.
proceed, I think. I don't think we should worry. Aren't they all there?
No, those who are here, they are in the room. Others are still on the way. So, Honorable Sedi.
Chair, I think I agree with Honorable Ndos. Part of us arguing that we have done everything in our power. The rest is to allow communications people to do what they're supposed to do, so that they are able to argue very strongly that we have done everything in our power. So the rest, I think we can still motivate at a later stage. But for now, I think let's allow them to do what they're doing, so that we are able to argue very strongly that on our side we have done everything that we're supposed to.
Another, I think members we've tried to be fair to all who will come for interviews, so that they are not disadvantaged. I think we've done that. We've put those in a room where they cannot access the broadcast. So I think we can safely continue with the interviews, but members, they have this form, and I guess we'll use this form to score. So keep your form a little bit clean, so that we can score. At the end, we are using different ways when we score people. So that's what we'll do. We'll use this for each member. Because at the end, we must put together those scores and check who is above everybody. I think that's what we must do. Honorable Fanda? We're proceeding now.
Thanks, Chair. Look, I'm happy with the questions. They're clearly very well thought out and very considered. They're very technical, and I'll probably trip up a couple of the candidates, but when you apply for a job, you must study. I just don't want to be limited to these questions. There's other questions I'd like to ask in terms of the Act and other questions So as long as we're in agreement that you can ask other questions, not just these ones.
Well, interviews are like that. I mean, that's how it goes. This is a guide. This is a guide. Always there is a guide, and then you can probe a number of issues whenever. As candidates come, you will have a form. You'll be supplied with a new form. So this one is for the first candidate. Another thing, we are ready to call them.
Excuse me. Part of the background, I think the research team could provide us is of the 9 members. Just give us a categorical breakdown. I mean, women. I mean, of the 6, yes, that are there. How many women? How many men? How many white people? How many blacks? And of those blacks, how many Africans? How many women? You know what I mean? Let's just get a sense of who are we looking for to constitute the proper board.
Can
even get it at the end. I am not. If it's not readily available, I don't recall.
Can we members get ready? I see one of the fandom is very ready.
Chair, have you agreed on who takes which question? I thought they should be the starting point. This is not their questions yet. As to who is taking number 1, who is taking number 2, yeah, so that we don't find ourselves asking the same question.
No, I can hear the coordinator advisor saying it's how we do it, but you really don't stick to that when you interview. But anyway, it can be done. It can be done. So we'll have to go back to questions and check who's asking what.
Allow
for us to question that we don't have, because the guidance is part
of our work. But also, in order to sign up for something, some creativity within members that can be allowed. Not be like the idea. Yeah. Can you agree on that, Honorable? No, Chair, there's a way we can achieve both. So that other members as well get to say something to the candidate for fairness and all those things. So we allocate questions. You give an opportunity for asking to each member on the basis of the agreed question. Then at the end, then you say, is there any other questions? I'm taking questions. That's it. That's when the creative moments of follow-ups or a new question can come in. If we don't structure it that way, we might take longer. So that's the experience of I know of from that helps us to manage the process in ways that are both efficient but also take time in consideration. We agree on questions. You take these two, you take these two, you take these two, you take these two. Then the chairperson gives us that in the first round, the candidate responds. Then you allow any follow-ups. And in the moment of follow-ups, that's when members can get creative. But we must agree that there are questions that ought to be put. There's no candidate who must go here without answering the agreed questions. We have to hear them articulate on all those things. So I would agree with the honourable member that that's the proper way.
No, that's fine.
Thank you, Chair.
It's not a train smash. We are 4 members here. The 5th one is still coming. Then it means we have how many questions? We have 16 questions. We must ask each candidate 16 questions, and in addition to that 16, the other questions that we may ask. So,
Can
can you talk?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Apologies, members. I thought I'd try to clarify that the 16 questions were just a guide, and members are the ones that can then choose how many of those 16 they want to use, not necessarily all of them.
Can we start, Honorable Tolash, how many questions you want, which one, and all of that? I really, yes, Honorable Vanda?
Listen, I would prefer not to be limited to a question. I mean, you can read a candidate's interview, you can see what sort of information they know and what they don't know. Can we just be allowed to pick whatever question we want to ask a specific question, a specific candidate? There might be different questions for different candidates, but we can't limit ourselves to specific ones.
Members, we have 16 questions. What do we do? Do we ask all those questions, or we select questions that we need to ask? Honorable Sadie and Honorable...
Surely we can ask 16 questions. Otherwise, we'll have to think we must be ready to finish this thing tomorrow. Some of us are not ready to be here until tomorrow. We are five as a panel. Am I right?
Yeah.
Including... Honorable Kalako. I looking at the questions here, the way they are structured, they are very broad questions. And to me, one question with the possibility of a follow up to me, it suffices.
One question.
Yeah, because they are very broad. Of course, because there will be follow-ups in any way, depending on how the candidate is responding. That's my suggestion.
It's fine, Chairperson. I don't mind any approach, but I've said in an exercise like this before in recent time on the SBC and ECAS. The agreed questions is a framework. You don't have to limit yourselves to them, but we agree that these questions ought to be asked. Then we have a scoreboard on the basis of those questions that I think this member... Also, the score doesn't mean it's a final decision. We then say, I think this candidate scored this in terms of the agreed questions, scored this in terms of the... Then we debate at the end. It's an important process for the end, for a sense of system. It also helps when if there should be a legal inquiry over this thing. But we have to have some form of a framework, I argue. We can agree on 5 questions or on 10 questions, 2 per member, with 1 round of follow-ups. In the follow-ups, normally we don't all ask. Also, you don't have to ask the question as it is here. You can look that the question number 1 is about this. You ask it creatively, but around the issues that question number 1 is raising. So I would request that let's reduce first the questions to 10, and then agree which are the 10 questions, allocate them 2 by 2 to each other, then proceed.
So
that's my proposal.
I think I agree with that proposal. Can we have, I think members have looked at the questions, and then you can choose your 2. You can just please choose your 2, and then you agree on that, on those 2, which will be 10, and then after that we just follow up. And I was saying, when we're given questions, we should have, because they have, you know, the support staff was handling the questions, and they should have said, these are the questions that we think are critical for members to ask. Not give us a pile of 16 questions and then we must sit here and think which questions are relevant or who will be able to get what we want from the country. I don't think it's fair to members. Given that time also is a problem today, we thought we'd start by 9:30 and we're not able to do that. I already now Honorable State to give us your questions.
The
There is a question on knowledge of the legislation in the broadcasting sector that I can take. Page 3 of the document, that this document is not numbered. Yeah, let me take the one on the knowledge of the legislation in the broadcasting sector. Yes. Maybe the page following that one, there is a question on the functions and responsibilities of the regulator, ICAS, to the Telecommunications Postal Services Sector, as per the Postal Services Act. Yeah, maybe let me see.
Those were ready.
Page 2, the second question there at the bottom, but with understanding that I can amend it and ask questions related to that topic. And then page 3, the question at the bottom, also with understanding that I can ask other questions in the ICASA Act. Yeah, that's section 6 of the ICASA Act, with understanding that I can ask other questions also in section 6 of the Act.
Honorable Dozy, are you still looking?
Yes.
Honorable Kalako, we're just looking at questions. We're going to take two questions per candidate, questions that are in this document, and then we can make follow-ups after that, maybe one or two of them. Because of time. So members are just selecting their own questions.
Maybe candidate advice. There is a question on spouse, partners, page 3. What is it that you were, how will you score that one?
Page 3.
Mm-hmm.
Spouse, the one for Honorable Van Damme?
Yeah, indeed.
That's Honorable Van Damme's question.
You are too
you are page 3.
I'm page 3, Chair, on knowledge.
And 4.
I'm page 3 and page 4.
Honourable Tolas, can we agree that your question, your first page question, instead of that one, take the as another question, take the one on the page before last. The last one there. I'm coming. The one that says what should the funding model instead of that one. You see, that's the reason why the chairperson will have to say that when the candidate is here. You get what I mean? Honorable,
I didn't follow who took which one. First page, the last question, is it taken?
Taken. Yeah.
Last question.
You can take this one. I'll give you, it was mine.
Okay, and then.
So it's in those the one.
Digital media regulation. Which is on the final page, the final
the last
question.
One.
Yes, is that fine?
Yeah, that's your one. What is it?
Thank you, Chapter.
This one. This is number two. Number two. And then the places.
Members, are we? I think we're ready.
Oh, Honorable Kalako. Yes, they will do that. They will do that for you. Lisa, can you give him two questions? Members, can we ask who is number one? The number one is Pali Sakadi. Can I also request members, sometimes it helps to just narrow your question to the point so that you don't have a long statement. That will help us in terms of time. I know politicians can say a lot of things before they ask questions. Members, I think the exercise was a good one. This is what we wanted to do in that 30 minutes we're putting aside.